Vayter in Shasra in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph, picking up on Nun Amabez by the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom or 3 lines down from the wide lines. Tanu Rabbana Nazak the Gemara, continuing on with the idea of Habas Kohen and Sreifa. Tanu Rabbana Nubas Ish Kohen Ki Seichel Habas Ish Kohen. This is the daughter of a Kohen who profanes. You would think that even if she's Michal Shabbos, that she also gets Sreifa, because she's a lashon of Chilel, which is a type of word with Zubat Shabbos also. Rashi says, Ilokas of Liznus, Mashma Filu Chil Shabbos. Talmud Loma, if the Pesach says Liznos, it means Liznos, Rashi says, will come on, Parach Chilela Shabbos Baskilahi. Michal Shabbos, you get Skila, you don't get Sreifa. But anyway, Liznos, Bichilulin Shabiznusakas Batab. It's talking about a type of chil that's connected to Znus. Yachalofila Panuya, you would have thought even a Panuya, even if it's a Basco, and even if she's a Panuya, that she should be. She gets Reifa. And then we have Xerish Shav, they tell you not like that. Nemar Khan Avia. It says the word Avia over here. As she said, the pasuk is Ubas Ish Kohen Ki Secha Liznos says Avia He Mechalas Beishis Areif, and Venemar Lahalan Avia, and it says Lahalan later on. First was in Vayikra, then in Tavarim. Votzius and Naira El Pesach Beis Avia Uskalua Anshe Yira Bavonim Bemesik Yosef Nevalabi. So Liznos Beis Avia Biatar Mikabecha. So we find that what Malahalan Liznos in Zika Sabal. So Liznos said is when she's attached to a husband. Afkanzos as in Zika Sabal. So to here is also if she's a husband, not if she's a penuya. So says Gemara, but Oeno Omer Avia El Hotzi Es Kol HaAdam. Hold on one second, maybe. This is actually teaching another thing entirely. Rashi says, "Oeno Omer Avia Lixir Shavazu Elohotzi is Kola Adam Shim Zinto Meir Via Titom Sif." Only if she's Mizana with her father, the Bas comes with her father, then she gets Sreifa. From Mishakol Adam, if she's Mizana with other people, Titom Kabas Yisrael, maybe she should be like a Bas Yisrael. Oh, maybe that's the case. And Rashi points out to come on, Parak Tamar is going to ask, "Heichi Tesek Adaiten?" How would you think this? How Milsa? Hamilsa imkain my area bas kohen. I feel bas yisrael nami me avia b'sreifa be'elonin hanisrafim. Like, what are you talking about? Even a bas yisrael does is going to get sreifa. So why would you? You wouldn't even need this. Why would you even have thought this in the first place? It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, let's go back into it. Oin ela avia lelotzias kol adam only with her. Kishu omer he mechaleles have kol adam amar. When it says he mechaleles, Rashi says. Kishu Omer he mechalelas mashma he mechalelas oso velo hu mechalela hari al karcha kishazinta misha kol adam amar, because over here he's being mechal her, not her being mechal him, and here it's talking about that she's mechalelas him oso, right? And therefore it's got to be that she was with somebody else. Back in the Gemara, Hamani Mekayim Avia. So what are you using with Avia? It's for the Gezer Shava. Never kind of Avia. Never Malhol Avia. Malhol Zosem Zika Sabal Avkans Nosem Zika Sabal. Frak the Gemara. The Brisa. E Malhol Naira Vhi Arusa Afkan Naira Vhi Arusa. Wrong trap. If. It's true that Gezer Shav is, you know, pulling a move over here of this Bas Kohen to another of a Naira Murasa, then we should say, so Imal Hola Naira Vihi Arusa, Rashi says, Shehevia Sheerva Velo Hevia Simani Bagris, right? She's not yet a Bulgaris. Sachzin Mepharish Lo Perek Yotzi Dofen, Mishe Nismacha Kaf. So over there, it's talking about a Naira v'Yerusa, Afkan Naira v'Yerusa. You're also only talking about a case of a girl's a Naira and a Murasa. Naira v'Nesua. What happened if she's a Naira and she's a Nesua? Or Bogeres v'Yerusa, or Bogeres and Arusa. Bogeres v'Yerusa, v'Afilu Eskina Minayin. How do we know all these other type of situations that she's also going to be Chayev Sreifa? Tamad Lomer, Ubas Kohen, Mikol Makom. The fact that it says Ubas Kohen, says Rash, the pasuk again is Ubas Ish Kohen, and therefore she's a Bas Kohen, Mikol Makom, whatever the age or stage is. As long as she's a Zika to a Baal. Says Rashi, Tamad Lomer, Ubas Kohen, Mikol Makom, Miribuye Devav Kadarish. It's using the extra Vav that's actually, and it goes according to Rabbi Akiva that you dash in it. Says the Gemara, Bas Kohen, it said that a Bas Kohen, she's one who's going to get Sreifa when she's involved with Znus. Beep, turn the page. Don Aleph. Ainli Elishin Nises Lekohen. I only know this is talking about when she's married to a Kohen. Frecht Rashi right away. Huh? Denise is the Levi you saw Lavas Koini. What do you mean if she marries a Levi you saw Lavas Koini? I don't know why you would think this is the first one, but anyway, Eli Alishin is the coin. Denise is the Levi you saw Levi Kochavim, Lechalulamamzalas and Minayen. Says Rashi's explaining what all this is. As we know, a chalul is, let's say you have a situation where a kohen marries a grusha or a zona, and then they have a child. That kid's called a chalul. As chalul melekuna kedichsev lo yichal azaro. Ovi kochav minasen umamzer, says Rashi, afa bishasur lovel b'kahal, even though it's also for them to join to the kahal, yeishlem kiddushin, kiddushin works. Va'arei hi eishes ish. The kiddushin tosim b'chai ve'lavim, because kiddushin is tofes, it grabs hold with chai ve'lavim, with his lavim vav. Now, interesting, says Rashi, even though we know this Rabbi Kiva, the Darish Vav, Shamin and Lady Ain Kedushin Tosav Chayav Lavin, the Yodin Yuvam Safirim Rebeis, the Kedushin is not Tofis of Chayav Lavin. Ika dem the Ika Tana Biyavamus, the Isle Aliba the Rabbi Kiva. There's a Tana Yuvamus that does say that it's not true. The Chiyam Rabbi Kiva and Kedushin Tosav Chayav Lavin. When does he say that? Hani Mid Bechayav Lavin the Sheer. That's only with relatives. So Bechayav Lavin. But it doesn't say it by others, right? Other cases. So Avi Kochavim Ika Lav Peloseschatim Bum. Don't marry into them. Bechein Nosen Tahavi Mina Givonim. So if she gets married to these type of people, how do you know that's also going to be Sreifa? She's married to him. That happens. Tamalomer Ubas Ish Kohen Afal Pisha Eina Kohenes. And if the daughter of a man who is a Kohen, which means even though she herself is not considered in the status of Kohen anymore. Right, she's pointing out that her father is a Kohen, but not the husband. So even when she loses her Kohanic status. Says the Gemara, he besreifa, v'im bo'alea, bo'ala besreifa. The Pasuk has a word in there, it says the word he. Ubas Kohen, ubas ish Kohen, ki secha lizno sesafia. He mechaleles ba'ish tisarif, and he besreifa, v'im bo'ala besreifa. He besreifa, v'im zomameha besreifa. And she's the one who gets sreifa, but not the bo'ala, and not the one that she's with, and also not the zomamin who ends up trying to zomify her, and then they're being wrong, they don't get sreifa. Eliezer omer esavia besreifa veschamia beskila. With her father, it's by sreifa, with her father-in-law, gets skila. Rashi says, we're going to explain. The kaman, boy, he might come. I was going to ask what's going on. All right, let's break it down. Break it down the braisa. Amar mar. Yochel afil chilu Shabbos. You thought he was Michal Shabbos. Chilu Shabbos. Paskila he. We're talking about Michal Shabbos. It's a paskila. It's Rashi. V'heichi sakadak the hakel ba hakosuv mishar benos Yisrael. Lead up a misakala. Why would you ever have a minute to say go down and say that instead of getting stoned, she's going to get sreifa? That doesn't make sense. Amarava hamani Rabbi Shimon. It's an issue of Shimon. Amar sreifa chamor. Like we saw on the Mishnah, Machlokas Tanakam Rabbi Shimon. So he says it goes by sreifa. Salkadai the chamina. Hol v'achme b'u rachmana b'kani. Since we're more machmir with kohanim, the rabbi b'hu mitzvah yiseros. Why? Because of the fact that they have more mitzvos. We saw that in a bunch of places. In Yevamos, in Kiddushin, not yet in Makos and Temura. But a lot of mitzvos to Tidim Sefer, therefore she should have to get Sefer, which is more chamor. Kamash Malan, therefore, come to tell you that nope, it's only Znos. That's why it says the word Liz and Dos. Maishna mine didei. The Bachetz of Umaishna. Umaishna didei mine didei. Says Rashi, explaining why did it make a difference between a man and a woman. It says La'inyan Shabbos Lama Yachmir Lanu Bin Akevas Yosem and Zacharim Kohanim. Like this, we don't ever have a Havamina to say that a man would be getting a Sreifa for breaking Shabbos. So obviously, when the sheet again of Rabbi Shimon. So why would there really be any difference? Sakadai Dechamia Ihud Ishtar Yale Shabbos Legabe Avoda. By a man who works in the Beis HaMikdash, and either things he's doing on Shabbos that are mutter for him to do, the general or not, like Shechita and the sort, says Rashi, Mishum Hachi, Hechad Dalu Ishtaria, Le Mihu, Lo Tachmer Le. You know, since we're more Mako when it comes to a man, because it's to do Avoda on Shabbos, it's mutter to him when it comes to the Avoda, and therefore, if he goes and he's Michal Shabbos by doing something else and not by the Torah, so okay, it's enough he gets punished by Skila. But he came into Loishtar Yashabas Lagaba. There's no heter for her to ever be doing such a thing. Therefore, we wouldn't have thought such a thing. And Amatidal Misrefa, maybe she should only have to go, she should get Srefa. Kabash Wolnifer is going to tell you that no, that's not the case. Yachalafiyu Penuya. Back in the Brisa, you would have thought maybe even a Penuya should get Srefa. Ha Lizanos Ksev. Therefore, it says the word Lizanos to come and tell you that it's got to be involved. Where it's Nus, says Rashi, Upenuya, Upenuya loves a Nusi. Dein Loshen Zona Elish Zinta. It has to be that she left from her husband to others. Kamalik in Hosea, Kizanispe ala lokecha, Loshen Moredes, Vyotzes Mizeh Lazeh. It's some sort of merida going on here. And for the Gemara, Ked Rabbi Elazar, Da'amar, Panoi Habala, Panoya Shalola Shamishas, Asaha Zona. So the Gemara was saying, let's take it one step back, and it goes, Yachal, if you thought of Penuya, then frack the Gemara, but Halus Nus Ksiv, so why would you think that it means a Penuya at all? It says Nus, no, like Rabbi Elazar Damar, that if a Penuya, for Isha, it's like that. Rashi says, Lifsol Mina Kahuna, Alma's Nus Mikraya, it's still called Nus in that case, and therefore you had to have me that you'd say that it's a Penuya even. Oeno Omer Avia El Lahotzi Es Kol Adam. Maybe the word is taking us back. Maybe the word Avia is not for the Gezeirah Shava, but to tell us that it's only if she's with her father she gets Srefa, excluding all the people. In fact, the Gemara, Elamai Nihu. If that's true, then what's the Pasuk saying? Shezinta Me Avia? That if she's with her father, that she gets Srefa? Says Rashi Betamia. My area Bas Kohen. What's the Chiddush about Bas Kohen? I feel Bas Yisrael Nami. It was Bas Yisrael that would get Srefa. So we need to tell me that. Damar Rav Amar Rav Yitzchak. Amar Li Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima. One Gezeirah Shava has come to teach us, that's Heina Heina, that it's also for a father to be with his daughter. And the other one, Zima Zima, is coming to say that the person does that is going to get Srefa. So, and that's as Rashi points out over here, Asya Heina Heina, Ksiv Ha, Babas Bino, Babas Bito, Ervas Bas Bincha, Bas Bitcha, Kiervascha Heina, Viksiv Babas Ishto, Shera Heina, Zima Hi, Mabi Ishto, Asa Bita, Kibas Bita. Dichsev ervas isha ubita vigomer avkan chayev al bito keal bas bito umin kalachomer lo teise dein onshim in adin aval gezeira shava have keilu mefurish bo it's like mefurish the halach lahach drasha ichtav hini yisera and as is zima lidon besreifa chsev achab zima hi chsev besreifa zima beishis refu so that's very good So why then would the Pasuk have to go ahead and say that if a Kohen's daughter is with her father, she's going to get Srefa? That's anybody. And for the Gemara, it's Srech, you still need it, because like the Gemara, I would have thought, Krala Fukimi the Rava, that when it says Avia is coming to exclude La Fukimi the Rava, Mi the Gali Rachmana Bebas Kohen Velo Bebas Yisrael, right? Maybe you wouldn't make the Gzeir Shav of Rava. Since the Torah midigal rachmana bebas kohen velo bebas Yisrael, it says a dafka by a bas kohen, not by bas Yisrael. Kamash whenever it says that she's mechal her father, that it's referring to being mezana with other people, being other than her father. That he's being mezana, but she is being mezana. Bas kohen. The pasuk says the daughter of a kohen, she gets sreifa. Ainly ela she niseis le kohen. Ainly when she niseis le kohen, niseis living so. What are you talking about? You need somebody to teach me that if she married these people, that's still included. If she married these people, she's not considered a bas kohen anymore. Right? She says, "Bitamia, lovely ish yaseira lirbuya." Why would you include it? Vesu midi kohenis la kohen siv. And not only that, it says in the pasuk that it's talking about a kohenis married to a kohen. What is that? What it says? So again, Mishud de Itzvah Lulahani Labas Koini, Vesu Midi Kohenis La Koin Sif. Does it say that it's Kohenis to a Koin? No, Sakadach Gamina would have thought, Ki Seche Lizno Samachmana. It says that if she's Michalo herself to be Mizana, Hani Midicha to come Mischalo Hashta. That the idea of Srefa is only when she's Mischalo herself now for the first time. Avalah Kivit to come Mischalo Vekaima Meikara. But here, once she's already Mischalo herself already by not being a Koin anymore, because she took herself from being it, Amr Mar, a bas kohen ki se lizar, when a bas kohen becomes to a zar, kevet she nivala lapasla if she's with, let's say, a nusin or a mamzer, which now she obviously, these are going to apostle her from eating truma and from marrying kahuna, lelevi yisrael nami, and also lelevi yisrael, because the pasuk says v'shava el beis avia kinurea, and there's a bas kohen who becomes an almana or a grusha. She doesn't have any children. She goes back to her father's house. Then she can eat from him. Which means she's by him, the one who's not a kohen. She's not allowed to have truma. So since she's already considered mechalala, mechaleled, aim a low tidla mitzvefa, maybe she's a long arm mitzvefa, come ashmalah, and then she does get tzvefa in those case. Udalo kerebi meyer, and this din that a bas kohen who marries someone is asidur, and she holds on to her status as a bas kohen, and she gets tzvefa, doesn't go according to Rabbi Meir, the Tanya. We learned it a braisa. Bas kohen, she's a Yisrael. Bas kohen marries a Yisrael, va'achla truma. And let's say she has truma. She's not allowed to have truma anymore. Rashi says, right, we're talking about here, uvachla betruma b'shogeg. The gabe zar, ikachi of Karen v'chomesh. If a non kohen eats truma b'shogeg, they have to pay to the kohen the truma that they ate and add a fifth to it. B'shalem is a Karen, she pays a Karen. Ve'inu b'shalem is a chomesh, but she doesn't pay the Chomesh. Says Rashi, the lav zarehi, holer uyalachzer im yomas b'ad. She's ready to go back if her husband dies. V'zera einlon, she doesn't have any zera. And if she doesn't have any children, umisasa b'sreifa, and she retains her status, she dies with sreifa. Says Rashi, imzinta. Nisis echem in apsulim, and if she ends up eating, what am I talking about? She gets married to one of the psulim, meaning a nasa or mamzer. Mishalem is Karen v'chomesh. She's become Mishalem, Misasa v'chenek, and she dies through chenek. Unbelievable. Right? Someone that's not roy for to go and marry disqualifies her from ever having truma. She's called a zar. Divir meir, it's like a zikrameir. Both cases, she gets straight from both. To Rabbi Meir, he argues in this price, and he says that a woman who loses her status as a bas kohen by marrying someone else to her does not get straight from, so doesn't go with her. Rabbi Eliezer, and the next part of the price says, Esavia b'sreifa v'eschamia b'eskila. This we said we're going to explain what this means, and how we're going to do that, right, with her father. Sreifa with her father-in-law, Skila. Mayas Aviyah Veschamiya. What are we talking about over here? This is like a random hole. What are we talking about? Ilem Esaviyah Me Aviha Veschamiya Mechamiya. If you want to say that means with her father means that she attached bish with them, and with her father-in-law means with her father-in-law. Mayir Bas Kohen. I feel about Sisrael Nami. What Shaykh is Bas Kohen? Even about Sisrael, Bito Besreifa. Any daughter who has with the father gets Sreifa. Vakalasa Beskila. And any father-in-law with her daughter-in-law gets skila, right? So what's the chiddush over here? It says Rashi b'mas kalasa b'skila b'mastisa daf nun gimel. We're going to see that as Ella as avia b'rishus avia. What does it mean with her father? That means in the rishus of her father, while she is she's an arusa avas chamia b'rishus chamia. That means when she is already in a suah, when she's living at her father-in-law's house. Okay, right, so what we're saying is, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that if a bas kohen was mezana while she was an arusa, she gets sreifa. But if it was while she was a nesua, then she gets skila. And yeah. Come on, who's that going like? Ikra, but if it's like a banan, can't be because I'm a nesua. Nesua yatsas sreifa. Even nesua gets sreifa. I'm sorry. They say that a nesua gets sreifa. Vela Arusa, but Arusa, does Arusa, right, the non-Arusa, she only gets Skila, the Nesua's Yatsa, she goes out of the category of general women, but not an Arusa, and she actually gets Skila, Rabbi Shimon, if you want to say that Rabbi Lazarus din is going with Rabbi Shimon, can't be, because he says both of them get Sreifa, no difference in the two, Rabbi Yishmael. And if you want to say that he's going in the world of Rabbi Yishmael, says Rashi, Ha da'amer sreifa chamura ki Rabbi Yishmael, da'amer lakaman b'shmaita arusa yasas sreifa v'lo nesua d'yolaf la mibinyan av d'barusa kasa medaber. Still can't be, because amar arusa yasas sreifa, because he says that only a arusa gets sreifa. Velo nesua, nanesua, eschamia cheneku. Therefore, if she is Mizana while by her father-in-law, meaning when she's in a sua, she actually gets chenek, like every other married woman. So who's Rabbi Eliezer going like? Shalach Rabbi Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, kach yatza shel Mishnah. This is actually correct. That is that the way that Rabbi Eliezer has it is good, and this is how it makes sense. Li'olim k'rabbanan v'alchigam. Really, he's going like the Rabbanan. This is what he's saying. Kol shehu lemata. Mimisa Safia. Whenever the Torah is giving some sort of death penalty for this nus of this woman, that's below the level of death that she, if she would have been with the papa, you know, that's Sreifa. Says Rashi, Lamata Mimisa Safia, Sreifa. Kolomim Mimisa Shikalami Sreifa. Could go Nesua Dechenek Ba'almahu. So we're inside. Culture the matter misavia. My new and what's that? Nesua bas Yisrael. Pasul ben Nesua. The deal Nesua bas Yisrael. But chenek she gets chenek, which is less chomer than sreifa. Halcha b'misa savia b'sreifa. Here in the case of the bas kohen, she gets the death that would have happened with her father, and that is, she gets sreifa. It's like she was mizana with the papa, and she gets sreifa. Kol she lamalu misavia. Whenever you find that the Torah says something's above that level, mainu, and what's that? Arusa bas Yisrael. Bas is arusa. Dila arusa bas Yisrael. Ba'alma beskila. She normally gets skila, which is more chamor and sreifa. In the case of the Bas Kohen, she's going to get the type of death that with the Papa, which is going to be Skila. Maskifla, Rav Yirmiya, not so fast. Mide lamaila lamata katani? Does everybody say over here when he's saying Rabbi Eliezer, above, below, does it say that at all? He didn't say none of that. Elam, Rav Yirmiya gives another answer. Beep, turn the page. By the way, a big lesson. Whenever you find these Tanaim asking questions like this, I'm like, does it say that? So let me tell you the answer. It's not just an attack. It's just, I'll help you out a little. Nun alfam beis. Li'olam k'rabi Yishmael. Says, Rashi d'amar arusa yatsa v'lo nesua. It's just excluding arusa b'na nesua. V'hachi ka'amar Rabbi Eliezer. Esavia b'rishusavia. Dahainu arusa b'sreifa. Into the Gemara. V'hachi ka'amar. Esavia b'rishusavia b'sreifa. V'eschamia mechamia b'skila. With her father-in-law, like any woman, that if she's with her father-in-law, she gets skila v'chol adam b'chenek, and everyone else would get chenek. Amar Rava, not so fast. Hold on. But my shna, o idiv idi bamish, o idiv idi rishus. How are you interpreting them differently than when you say that esavia birshus avia, and veschamia mechamia? It's all idiv idi mamish. Either it's both of them with them, with her father and with their father-in-law. Or idiv idi rishus, or you say like in the rishus of the father-in-law, meaning the suah and arusa. So rather, elam rava liolam k'rabi Shimon. Really, he is only a k'rabi Shimon. That's staying strong, like we said in the previous sentence. Going like k'rabi Shimon, that sreifa is more chamor, is almost chamor, because some Rabbi Eliezer nesuah karusa. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a full-on is like an arusa. Ma arusa chad darga maskinan la miskila l'sreifa. Just like an arusa, an engaged girl, we raise the roof from stoning to burning. Av nesua chad darga maskinan la, la, michenek l'skila. So to a nesua, we lifted up one from chenek to skila. That ain't gonna stand. Ha idi v'idi Rabbi Shimon b'sreifa kamar. What do you want to say? But that's something Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that both an arusa and the nesua get sreifa. So how could you say that it's going up one level in a way that it's going to be one's going to end up a skila, one's going to end up a sreifa? Ella, Meravina, Liolam Karabanan. Ooh, switcheroo over here. Really, Rabbi Shimon was like the Rabbanan. That a engaged girl gets skila, and a nesua gets sreifa. And switch the that which Rabbi Eliezer said to read with her father that she is going to get skila, and with her father, meaning when she's in Arusa, when she's by her father, and when she's by her father-in-law, that she's going to get when she's full of married, Nesua, she's going to get Sreifa. If I had to call her Esavia, and why does it say the Lashon with her father, right? Just say she's an Arusa. Sircha ba'al menokat. Okay, it's the type of language that was used. The pasuk that they were darshaning was Esavia hi mechaleles. So it says Esavia, Esavia, it says with her father, just using that Lashon. Amar Nachman Rabbi Ravu Amar Av Halacha Kiddushalach Ravin Mishmei Rav Yosi Be Rabbi Chanina. After this whole back and forth, we go back to the original thing that was said that Shalach Ravin Mishmei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina that Kachi Atzah Shalah Mishnah. Really, it's Rabbanan, and what it's saying is anything that's Melamata Mises Avia, and what is that Nesua Bas Yisrael, because Nesua Bas Yisrael is with the Chenek, and he was going to be Misa Savia Besreifa, and everything which is a Maila Misa Savia, and what's that? That's an Arusa Bas Yisrael, because Arusa Bas Yisrael generally gets Skila, but here she's going to get Hachab Misa Chamia Beskila. Right? So that was the first thing that we said, well, didn't say Lamala Lamata, etc., but that's how you say the Halacha is. Amar Yosef Hilchasa Lemeshicha. Rashi says, Halacha Zu, Kishavo Yomus. A Mashiach, it's Rechlanu, she Yeshuvah Dalin Misa, oh, not Yavah, sorry, Yamos. Halachazu, Kishi Yavo, Yamos a Mashiach, it's Rechlanu, she Yeshuvah Dalin Misa's Basin, Limkoman. You're saying this halacha, I said, like, this is what we're doing now, but we don't have the Dalin Misa's now, so you have to wait until Mashiach comes to do such a thing. Amar Lehabaye, Elameata, Shkitas Kachim, Lo Nisehichos a Mashiachah. Well, if that's really true, so what, we shouldn't learn now Zvachim? Don't learn Shechitas Kachim? Don't learn all these ideas? Because it's things only times of Mashiach? Ela Drosh V'tchab Aschar. Rather, just Shtai, learn and get Schar for it. Hachanami, Drosh V'tchab Aschar, here too. Shtai, get clarity, understand what the Allah is, and you get Schar for it. Hachigam, that's what I mean to say, is Hilcha Salamali. Why do I need a Halacha? Sugi the Shmaita Halacha Kamar. So sugya the shmaita halacha kamar was the point of halacha mentioned at all over here, right? We weren't discussing over here what the halacha is. We're just trying to figure out what does Rabbi Eliezer say. So why are you coming in so to sleep pasking over here? Says Rashi b'tamia mishaych lemimra halacha b'chiyai machlokas she'ein bein ravin l'ravina lochia v'lo pater v'lo chilek misa dar tavayu v'vayu mishvashi nesua b'seif harusa b'skila abatikin loshen abraisa b'li yimar misakin la l'lishna d'lo etzich l'fuchay amai ma'abig la mishum duchka l'lishna one switching because the Lashon is one doesn't have to switch around amai halacha ika l'meimar b'sugi d'shmaita acharei she'ein anu l'meiden mimenu klum she Yavu Mashiach v'yichya amesim nishalas Rabbi Eliezer be'ezel Lashon Amar. Like right now, we don't know what's going on. We're just trying to figure out what are we really going to say, A or B. And when Mashiach comes, chiyas amesim, we'll ask him which one he meant. So what shaykhs are talking about halacha over here? That's what we meant to say. Okay, we're jumping into Rabbi Yishmael. Back to he had mentioned that a girl who is an arusa, Bas Kohen is an arusa, she gets srifa if she's mezaneh, and if it's a yesua, she gets chenek. My Rabbi Yishmael, like, where are you coming from? The Tanya was in a brisa. Ubas ish kohen ki seichelisnos. Benayra vhi arusa, because we're talking about an amurasa. And therefore, she, in that such a case, is going to get sreifa. Ata omer benayra vhi arusa. Oeno ela filo nesua. Maybe if she's even nesua. Tamaloma ish asher yin of es eshes reu. Mos yumas hanoef vano efes. So it says a man who's going to do mizana, be committed adultery with his friend's wife, then both of them are going to be put to death. Now, all types of women are included in this statement when it says anoif anoefes. Hotzei akosuf bas Yisrael beskilo bas koyim misreifa. And the pasuk is excluding a bas Yisrael that she's going to get stoned bas koyim misreifa. She's going to get sreifa. Ma kishahotzi akosuv es bas Yisrael eskila rusa velona sua, just like when excluding the bas Yisrael and upping it to skila, it akosuv ma kishahotzi akosuv es leskila rusa velona sua. It's talking about a rusa and not a sua. After shahotzi akosuv bas koin lesreifa rusa velona sua. It's talking about a rusa and not a sua. But if she'd be full on, then it would remain the level of chenek if she'd be nesua. Brisa goes on and explains that the Edom Zomimin who come against Uboala and Edom Zomimin Bechlav Asisim Lakash Zomim. is included in that you do to the zomim that which they tried to do. Bala mai kasher zomim ika. The man with who she had tashmish. How are you going to find kasher zomim? You know that they tried to do over here, or you say you try to do what they tried to do with him, but what did he attempt to do? El zomimeha bechlal misa. Misa's Baala. What it means is that the Zomim are included by the death that the man who she was with gets. Mishum Shenemar, Asisam Lo, Kesher Zomim Lasos L'Achiv. Do it when he tried to do it to his brother, Velo L'Achoso, but not what he tried to do to his sister. Divya Bishmal, Zagzir Bishmal. Bikiva Omer, Achas Arucha, Arusa, Achas Asu, Yatsas Asrefa. Both an Arusa and an Asu of a Bas Kohen, they are going to get Sreifa. Yachal fi a Panuya, you would have thought maybe a Panuya. Nema kanavia, vnema lahoravia. Malhon's nus im zika sabal, Afghan's nus im zika sabal. Amr lor bishmal. Imalahola naira via rusa. The Pasuk is talking about namarasa. Afghan naira via rusa. And not talking about a Nesua. Amr lor bekiva, yishmal achi. Bas ubas anidorish. I expound this drusha. Make exertion of a bas ubas. Rashi says, Vav yesera l'rabas hanesua. Oh, that's sorry, not bas, not exertion. Bas ubas anidorish. That means even a nesua. Amalor Shul says back, V'chim epleisha torish bas ubas no tzilzu l'sreifa. Because the fact that you go and you do such a thing, you dash such a thing, you take her out of regular punishment to bring her to sreifa. In mashma l'havias anesua, if the vav is including a sua, heavy is a penuya, then it should be a penuya also, right? V'im mash melhotzi is a penuya, and if the gzir shava is coming to exclude a penuya, so hotzi is a nesua. You should also be hotzi a nesua as well. V'Rabbi Akiva, what do you say back? Ahani gzir shava lumente penuya. Says the gzir shava is there to get rid of a penuya. She's not going to be killed from quote unquote mezana. She's a penuya. Vahani bas ubas, the rabbis of the Suah, is coming to include an Asua. The extra vav is coming for that. Rabbi Yishmael, so what's he saying? Right? Rabbi Kiva is clearly using Exir Shava to get rid of a Pnuya and the vav to include an Asua. But the Gemara, Savim, into Gamar Le Bas Ubas, Shmamina, Hadar Beim Exir Shava. He thought that since Rabbi Akiva said back to him, oh, bas ubas, that he was backing out of the Gezer Shava, and therefore he's saying that it should include a penuri as well. In fact, the Gemara Bishmal, Hai Bas Ubas, my Darshbe. What is he darshan from the extra Vav? And for the Gemara, Bayalil Chetani Avuhi Dishmo Baravin. Lami Lefisha Matsinu Shechalaka Kasabis Chacham Beim Tmim Bilabali Mumim. Since we find the Pasuk makes a distinction between Kohanim that have a mum and don't have a mum, and only a non-Balmum Kohen could work at the base of Mikdash. Yochel Nachlag Bivnoseim, maybe you should make a distinction between their daughters also and say that only that a Bas Kohen, who is a Balmum, no longer have their Kedusha, and therefore for his Nus, they're going to get Chenek, like regular women. Tamlomer Bas Ubas, right? Including even the daughter of a Kohen, who's a Balmum. Rabbi Akiva, how does he learn that din? He learns it, Mehei Makrivim Bahayu Kodesh Dafka. He says, you learn it, the Pasuk, it says, they offer, therefore they shall be holy. Says Rashi, L'Rabbas Af Bali Mum L'Kedusha, they're also included in Kedusha. They shall be holy, right, even if they have a mum. Right, no matter what the circumstance is. V'Rabbi Yishmal, why does he learn it from there? Imi Ayiv, from there, Hava Mina Hani Mili Inhu Aval Benoseim Lo. If only from that pasuk, then there'd be no raya that the daughter is going to get sreifa, because I would say that this pasuk is only talking about the kohanim themselves, but not to their daughters. Rashi says, "Hani mili denafka she af bali mum bekedusha mi viyu kadosh inu hakohanim atzvan them themselves is rabbi lekedusha shol tomer holu psula navoda and return the tamim mesim." Don't think now they can be tamim mesim. But the daughters wouldn't be included, Kamash Malan, including the daughters also. For Rabbi Yishmael, peep, turn the page. Nun, Beis, Ahmed Aleph. Hi, es avia hi mechaleles, my darish bay. How do they, what do they dash with avia mechaleles? Right, she says, my darish bay, which we just said. All right, Rabbi Akiva said that says lashon of esavi mechaleles. It's part of the zera shava that if she's not married, if she's a premier, she doesn't get sreifa. Rishmael, though, he learns this from something else, from binyanav, and he doesn't use the gezira shava of avia. Says Rashi, right? So therefore, the question is, what does it? It's avia mechaleles. What's it coming to teach? We need it for the following brayso. Hi, Rabbi Meir. Oh, Meir says, what's it coming to teach us? That if men were generally they would treat this father as kadosh nogin bochol. Now they could treat him as chol. Kavod nogin bo bizayin. If they gave him kavod, not bizayin. Omrim, they say arush azu yalad arush azu gidel arush yotzu mechalatzov. A curse to this person who bore her and raised her and that brought her about into the world. Ravashi, Kaman Karinan Rishia by Rishia. According to who do we say this is a Rasha, the son of a Rasha, Vafil Rishia Bar Tzadika, even if he's actually the Rasha son of a Tzadik, Kaman Kaitana, goes to this Tano, who matters one to give such bizarre to the father of the daughter, even though he himself didn't really do anything. Now to the last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, "Arba misas dimsu lebeis din skila sreifa hereg chenig." Rav Shimon said, "Sreifa skila chenig hereg," and then it's ended with "zu mitzvah neskalin." This is the mitzvah of the neskalin, which we already explained back then. What it meant is, in the order of the Mishnayos, we finished off talking about neskalin. That's neskalin. Now we move on to the next one. Says, "Going my tana to katani zu mitzvah neskalin." What would it? What was taught earlier? You know, in the earlier Mishnayos, that it's going back and saying, "And this is what was done for neskalin." Says, "Going mishum de tana." Because it speaks about the ideas of getting stoned. Nigmar din motzino solo saklo. Right, it said that when they go and they finish off the din and he's guilty, they bring him to stone him. Based on skill, how you go vosh tekomos faidi the kaboy lamista mitzvah sasrafim. And now wants to go teach about sreifa tadinam mitzvah sinskalin. Therefore, it sums up the previous one and then moves on to the next one. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.